Hello, Duncan McKenzie-McCarg.
Hello, TK. Hello, Laura. Yes, he certainly made that admission at the end of play and made the admission at the post-match media conference that, yes, Tim certainly made a couple of mistakes here in this fifth and final Ashes test here at the Oval. And he reckoned it was a 50-50 call, TK, whether to put England in and or whether to put Australia in. He said just his gut told him to put England in. But I tell you what, he's going to be ruining that decision for quite some time because England has managed to draw this series 2-2. The first drawn Ashes series, boys, since 1972. So quite remarkable
I just wonder, Duncan, what were they saying after the game? Yes, they retained the Ashes, but losing this Test match, how much of a setback was that and how much of a disappointment was it? Or were they just wrapped that they won the series and they're all okay with drawing the series 2-2?
Oh, well, no, Tim Payne got on the front foot, no pun intended, basically said on the podium that, it was sort of mixed feelings up on the podium. It was kind of strange as well, guys, because they held the Specsavers trophy together, both Joe Root and Tim Payne, obviously being the drawn series. And then Justin Langer, who spoke a little about it, says, yeah, he feels a little bit hollow. I mean, there's a great shot, actually, of Justin Langer watching the boys on the podium holding up the urn, and he's kind of clapping and doesn't look too enthused about it. I think that the Aussies will certainly be hurting for not being able to win the series here in England, not becoming the first Australian team to win an Ashes series in England since 2001. Sure, they've retained the Ashes, but yeah, there's sort of a weird kind of taste in their mouth, especially, I mean, they got beaten comprehensively here. I mean, they got beaten by 135 runs. If it wasn't for Matthew Wade's fantastic knock here this afternoon, then they could have been absolutely blown out of the water. But Langer actually mentioned, TK and Laurie, that, batting's really let them down. It's really let them down, especially let them down at Lords, where they bowled England out for 258. They really had a 1-0 series lead at that point. They had all the momentum, and they just didn't really bat well in that first innings at Lords. The rain kind of washed that game away. And then, obviously, the miracle of heading at Ben Stokes. Suddenly, we came to Old Trafford with the series tied at 1-1. And they didn't really bat well in the first innings here at the Oval at all. So, that's certainly an ongoing concern. Looking at the top order, I mean, you've got Steve Smith up there and you've got Marnus Labuschagne, who can probably hold down the spot at number three. But other than that, probably got four or five places up for grabs coming into that first test against Pakistan.
Yeah, Wade will keep his spot. Yeah,
Warner will stay there regardless, won't he?
Warner will stay. I think we'll probably have about three Shield games. And he'll want to make runs in those Shield games, which he probably will. I'm a supporter as far as keeping him Dave Warner, but he'll want to make some runs in those Shield matches.
But can I ask you this, though, and
yes,
I'll ask
can.
Duncan.
Holiday
should,
man.
Should Tim Payne keep his position?
Well, don't get him. I've been pilloried in the last couple of weeks since you've been gone, mate. Alex Carey comes in for mine, but we haven't got a captain yet. So Steve Smith's not allowed to captain until after the summer, right?
Right.
He's not allowed to captain until March.
So you think that Payne stays there till Smith's allowed to captain the team again. What about you, Duncan?
Yeah, wholeheartedly agree. I think Tim Payne will keep the captaincy until Smith's leadership ban ends on April 1. And then if Tim will basically be, from that point onwards, Tim will be selected on whether he's performing with the bat or not. But I 100% agree with TK. I think Alex Carey's the man going forward. He's proven himself on the international stage. And I think he's a long-term replacement for Tim Payne. We'll have to wait and see.
Dunk, I've only seen bits and snippets of the press conference yet from Tim Payne. I'm looking forward to watching the whole press conference from Tim Payne. Did they address, and he's not the sole selector, but it's a fair dinkum travesty when they have cutaways and you got Mitchell Starc sitting there with a yellow vest on the sidelines. Did they address Mitchell Starc not playing?
No, not too much, actually. Yeah. I mean, a lot of the attention was more on the toss and not using those reviews when the Australians and Tim Payne had them up their sleeves. I mean, those two LBW calls that were plum out LBW yesterday, they really cost the team, as well as the drop catch and, the sharp chances. Australia really didn't take their chances on day one.
Well, Marcus Harris dropped Denley on Nort, and he made 90.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. Just things just didn't really go the team's way, obviously. You know, Josh Hazlewood had Rory Burns out LBW, and that was overturned by ball tracking with that referral. So it just wasn't really the Aussies. There was something about in this test. They just didn't look right. I don't know whether it was a bit of a hangover from Manchester and Old Trafford or whether the boys were celebrating a little bit too early, but they just didn't look right. And I think England was right up for this and ensuring that this series finished 2-2. Look about it. Look at what on the surface, guys. After this huge England summer, England's won the home the World Cup on home soil, and they've managed to draw this series at 2-2. I think at the end of the day, they would have taken that, right?
Mm. Oh, that's exactly right. Where they were coming from, Australia, you know, there was a lot of doom and gloom before the World Cup, and a lot of people thinking that we'll do no good in the World Cup and then struggle in the Ashes. But, to bring and stay ahead of the game and to be where we are at this point in time, I think they've done terrifically well. But you get back to Mitchell Starc being dropped. This came in from Markey, from Mussey. How unlucky is he? He scored a 50 in his last test and took 7 wickets and then obviously was dropped and Siddle came in. But can you believe Siddle played in front of Starc or James Pattinson, Duncan?
Yeah, it's a very interesting call. I mean, when that news came through on the PA, that I thought Pat Cummins was going to be rested. I thought he looked absolutely shattered and just exhausted from the World Cup campaign, backed up with those 4 tests here. I thought the replacement was going to be Pat Cummins out of the lineup and Mitchell Starc or James Pattinson in. But when the news came over the PA that it was going to be Peter Siddle, I think everyone here in the press box kind of looked at each other and kind of thought, really? Wow. I mean, that's interesting. You basically got your 2 frontline bowlers who were pretty cooked from this. And then you've got Peter Siddle, who hasn't really sort of been hitting his straps in this series. The Aussies, they didn't bat well in this match, and they didn't really have any tickets left in the tank to bowl well either. So, everyone was a little bit surprised by that. And I think Mitchell Starc would have added a bit of an X factor, wouldn't he? I mean, obviously, that frontline bowling attack was pretty cooked, and maybe Starc could have added a bit of spice to what was a pretty flat performance here by the Aussies.
Now, you're on your way back to the United States of America, mate. NFL, the Broncos are currently 3-3 with the Chicago Bears. That's second quarter, the LA Rams, 3-3 with Saints. 43-0, the Patriots over the Dolphins. That's a final score. The Raiders, 10. Chiefs, 7. That's the third quarter.
The Steelers got beaten again against the Seahawks, 28-26. That's not the start that the Pittsburgh Steelers would have been looking at.
The Cowboys had a win against the Redskins, and the Bills had a win against the Giants. And I mentioned the Chiefs, didn't I? Second quarter, the Chiefs are currently leading the Raiders. So we'll keep an eye on all of that, Duncan. And you'll be back there when, next week?
Yeah, absolutely, boys. We're back on the ground in New York City as of Monday next week, your time. So definitely give you some updates on all the NFL.
You're a good man.
If you can find out about Val Holmes as well. What's been happening with Val? He missed the cut?
He's made the practice squad.
So he's in the practice squad, is he? So he's going to stay? He's not going to come back?
At this stage.
That's a big question, isn't it? Big question. I think there was some talk where if he didn't make the 53-man roster, that Val would be making his way home. But yeah, he has got a position on the practice squad as part of the NFL's International Pathway Program. Whether he continues to participate in that program, that remains to be seen. But if he's there for the long haul, that's going to have to be his journey.
Good on you, Duncan. Thank you for that.
Thanks, boys.